Anyway. Great start to us being back after
several months.
many months.
Long enough that Christmas time passed and we didn't do our Christmas episode.
Well, that was fair because 2020 was a garbage pile of a year.
It's true.
So I feel like we just said fuck Christmas this year.
Yeah. I did watch a lot of Christmas movies, though.
I mean, I did too, but like, I won't lie. A lot of Hallmark Channel went on.
Yeah. But it's our first show of the year.
Hooray! It's May.
Yes. But
we're back. We're here.
We're very irregular. We're like a CW show that you have no idea when it's coming back from a break.
We're like a British sitcom.
Exactly. Gone for 2 years and then suddenly back with 7 episodes.
Literally. Or any British show, really. I feel like they all are like that.
They are.
They're just like gone for several years. I'm like, what are the actors doing? Well, I guess there's only like 5 of them in the whole fucking country, so they have to like
loan
them
out.
Yeah. Anyway.
They were all on Game of Thrones.
Exactly. Exactly, yeah. They were just, that's not around anymore. Can't use that excuse.
Have to get hipper. They're on Shadow and Bone on Netflix.
Okay, I do want to watch that, though.
Oh, I have been watching that. I'm almost finished.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, we can spill the tea on that another time, because I do want to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
But today we're talking about another Netflix original, right?
Yes.
It's a Netflix original.
We are.
The Circle.
Season two,
correct. Yes. I am currently halfway through The Circle France right now. So
what possessed you to watch that one in particular?
I don't know. I think it's been on my list since season one came out. And then they had like Brazil, right? I think I watched Brazil, yeah. But I didn't like it. So I didn't watch France. But now since season two, I'm like, oh, let me give France a try. And I actually really enjoy it. They're really mean. They're not really mean, but like compared to the US version, they're like all playing extremely strategically. Like they're being very like cutthroat. And they're all just like hitting on each other. And I'm just like, okay, I guess this is how they play it in France.
Yeah, but I will say this season was a definitely different game than season one. Mm-hmm. Season one, they were way nicer.
They were
the US one.
Yeah, they were. I mean, I feel like coming into this season, a lot of people who were on the show had already seen the show, so they kind of were like picking strategies a lot more than just like, I'm gonna come in and just be popular, you know what I mean? So let's talk about, before we get into the players, and whether or not we're team Savannah or team Terlisha,
right?
Because I'm interested,
it's very, that's a very important topic.
It's a really big question. But let's talk about the differences between this season and last, because I didn't realize that they had gotten rid of several things until I started, well, not realize, but I didn't remember season one very well. And
I
then
mean,
I was,
to be honest, I don't either.
Yeah. And then I was watching the France version, and I was like, oh, they got rid of these things, which was, one, updating statuses every day.
Oh, true.
Yeah, they all, like, used to, like, update their status, and then you'd like it, and that was, like, part of the popularity contest of, like, who was liking each other's statuses. And then the other thing was, like, they didn't add more profile photos, right?
Yeah, that also was, I did notice that they didn't do the more adding of the profile photos.
Yeah.
The weird thing is a lot of game one and game two were similar, except for the only distinctive things that I remember that they did was the adding of the two new things, like the redemption with the people who got blocked, who got to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know that they were another profile.
Yep.
And the Joker.
The Joker, yeah.
Those are the only two things I remember that were new that they added for this game. I'm like, yeah. I don't know why you only decided to add two new things and you took away so many other random things that you had.
Well, I think their decision to take away the statuses was good. Because watching the France one, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot. This part's kind of boring. Like, you're just kind of like... And also, like... I mean, I guess Twitter, but I'm like, nobody really quote-unquote updates their status anymore. It's kind of not a relevant, you know, cultural thing anymore. So maybe, I don't know, maybe they just decided to focus on other things. But I really thought it was odd that they didn't have them add more profile photos, because I was like, that's where you, like, build your quote-unquote character, like, whoever you're playing, whether it's yourself or, like, another person, like, you really get to, like, build that person, and also that's where other people can be like, "Ooh, that's definitely a catfish."
Yeah.
So I think I thought it was interesting.
What I'm wondering now is if this is like one of those things, like in the BuzzFeed article where they were saying like, "Oh, it just got cut out in editing," but it's like they did do that because they were saying what how it seems when we were watching, and by I say we, I mean me and my roommates, because we watched it together.
Mm-hmm.
How it seemed when we watched it is. It felt like they only got to send a certain amount of messages a day or something, because they would always like cut it off after a certain amount.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I guess that's just all that made it into the show, because they say that they talk with each other unlimited amounts of time all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, there were a lot of background conversations that were happening that we never got to see.
Yeah.
Because I think the lady who played Lance, she said that her and River had this really great conversation when she first got there.
Yes. Yeah. And that's so funny because, like, I was having the same exact conversation with somebody. We were talking about it and we were like, yeah, they must have a limited number of texts they can send, because sometimes the conversations seem really weird, right? Like, they almost don't seem like what you would say or do if you were, like, really texting somebody in real time. But then once I read that article and it was like, oh, they just take a long time to transcribe. You're watching a conversation, which in the show takes 2 minutes. It probably took 20 minutes in real life. And I was like, oh, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. The weird thing is it always seemed like from every single message that they would like randomly structure that they could only send like 5 messages. I'm like, why are you saying so many random things in one message?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's just the way that they
communicate through the game.
Yeah. Because it is weird. Like, I was thinking about it and I was like, if you had to like say all your texts, like, I feel like it would come out kind of weird. It wouldn't be the same as typing it. You know,
yeah.
But yeah, I did really think that the differences were interesting. And I don't know, maybe they eliminated the profile photo thing because of the catfishes. I don't know.
Maybe. It really does. That still wouldn't even make sense, because I'm like, regardless, a catfish is there and they have fake photos. So.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, you have all these photos. And I think it would be weird if they edited that out. But
yeah, I think
they did.
That point really kind of got to me when they brought in the two new people at the same time. And then the guy was going through his pictures, because he had like a bunch of them. And I was just like, wait, why are they only using one photo? Because he only picked the one, and they were like, I think you're a catfish. And I'm like, well, I guess that's how they wanted to play it as well. They're like, because, you know, certain profiles, you can only use like one picture. I don't know. Maybe one of the PAs was trying to make it like Grindr, and it's just like, oh, you only get one photo.
Yeah, I mean, I guess on, like, Twitter, you know, you only have your profile photo. And, like, you can post other photos, obviously, on social media sites. But, like, maybe they were trying to make it more... I don't know.
Would like if in season 3 they brought in the element of, like, kind of updating your statuses again. But, like, instead of updating your status, it's just, like, you just say shit onto your feed. Like like, on Twitter. And then we'll see who can really outsmart who. And pretend they're not a catfish.
True. Because
I feel like after a certain amount of time, you're like, that's a dude.
True. And it's so funny with the catfishes this season, because I'm like, okay, if you're going to be a catfish, like that was the reason that, what was her name? Who was behind Trevor?
Oh, Dara Alicia? Because that wasn't.
No, I get. No. Yeah, because Taralisha.
Yeah.
I think
Delisa.
Delisa. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and then you also had Lisa.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Delisa. I was like, that's the reason she got so far. She fucking did her homework. She had all that shit written down. She guessed those basketball players correctly. I was like, she did her goddamn homework. And meanwhile, what's his face? Tall boy. He was just like, oh shit, I have to do makeup. And I was like, I love the fact that they definitely purposefully gave this challenge to fuck some people up.
I know. And the funny thing is I'm like, he was the only one who came off as the catfish because it's like, I just didn't understand. I'm like, why would you go in playing as a female and just not do any research into makeup?
Because you're a 20-year-old dude and you think you can do anything. That's fucking, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. There's a lesson for you right there.
And here's your lesson.
It's your lesson for the day. Brought to you by The Circle.
Send Circle message.
On the French version, they say, Circle, envoyé. And I keep saying that to myself.
While you're in your own bathroom.
Yeah.
Circle.
Circle, envoyé. Yeah, no, just Delisa, there were certain points that I felt like, I don't know, it's also interesting. I was also having this conversation with our other friend because I was like, the gender politics of this show are so fascinating because there were points where like Delisa as Trevor was like saying shit and people were like, that seems like a woman would say that. But like never really got to the point of full suspicion with him. And then yet, like, Jack as Emily, they were like, no, she's a catfish. Like, they all just, like, ganged up on her right away. And I was like, it's just really interesting. I don't know. Like, there's just a lot. Like, and I feel like a lot of women don't make it to the end. Like, Sammy was the only one who made it to the end last time. And now, true. Like, Chloe was the only girl playing as herself to make it this time. And I was like, interesting.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
So,
but you know, I think a little bit of that had to do with gay solidarity, but
the gays also don't win. I mean, they make it like close to the end, but they don't win either.
It's true.
Think about it was a straight dude technically in both counts. It was what's his face from the first season, don't remember.
The Italian dude.
Meathead.
Whose name I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was Trevor, who, I mean, being played by a straight woman, but like, I don't know. Just interesting.
Yeah. You make a valid point there. But, you know, maybe we should go ahead and delve into our players this go round and we can unpack a little bit of that as well. Because I do, there are some specific things I have to say about one of our players, and we can start with him. It would be Courtney.
What did you think of Courtney?
Okay, so I was all for Courtney until he got into that, I don't know, it was that spat with Taralisha.
Yep.
And then once it got there, I was just like, I don't really know if I like you like that, because he seemed to just be gunning for this black woman for some reason. I'm like, what is your problem with her?
Yeah, so, okay, so let's answer our big question. Team Savannah or Team Taralisha?
Oh, Team Taralisha. Savannah's insane.
100%. Savannah is evil.
Yes.
She's so evil.
Again, a character at first I liked because she was like, I'm really smart and also pretty. And I was just like, yes, you can be smart and pretty. You can be pretty and go to prom.
You can be strong and go to prom, Savannah. 100%. When she first showed up, I was like, okay, like she seems chill. She seems fine. And here's the thing. I do want to talk about their feud just for like 2 seconds before we go back to the other players. But I will say it did seem like Taralisha was kind of throwing her under the bus at first. But just the way it was all handled, I was like, uh-uh, Savannah. Like, she just made herself a victim so fast. I was just like, oh, yeah. Like, you know a girl like her in real life that's just like, no, I didn't do anything. I'm so nice. Like, I can't believe she's coming for me like this. And you're like, you're insane. Like, I saw you hit a woman with your car last week. Like, yeah. Hello? Like, I just felt like that's who she was, you know?
Yeah, I can agree with that.
And I think Taralisha was trying to play the game too hard. I think that's what happened because I did genuinely like her. So, Those are kind of my feelings.
Honestly, I don't think Charlisha did anything wrong. She was asking about Courtney, and she was just like, it would be beneficial for me to get him out. And in the long run, she was correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, the way that he played the game, it had he have been eliminated, the whole game would have gone completely differently. Because that whole, like, him and River thing, that wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. When it came to Charlisha, I don't really think she did anything wrong. She was just trying to figure out who had alliance or who she had actual alliances with so that she could play the game correctly. So I don't know. I think she was in that weird disadvantage point of when you're the first influencer, it is like one of the biggest and worst advantages because you get to figure out who goes home first, but at the same time, you expose yourself a lot because you don't know what that other person's going to do. And with Savannah, she truly just destroyed all of her chances at that point.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it was funny, like, how quickly it flipped.
I know, because it wasn't even that big of a deal. She was just trying to figure out who had alliances with who. And then she was all like, oh, she was trying to get you out of the house. And I'm just like, why are you doing this? Why are you stirring this up?
Yeah.
Because you didn't have to do that. You could have kept that to yourself. I'm like, if anything, you do know in the long run that this is, I mean, I guess she was thinking like, oh, I'll get her out since she was number two, so I don't have to worry about her ever again. But I mean, my issue with Savannah really stemmed from the fact that she believed all of the lies that she was doing in her head.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's what crazy people do. They believe, like, it's one thing to lie and know that you're lying because you were like, I was lying.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just for the game. And it's like, that's fine. But she was fully like, no, that happened. Yeah. That was what happened. Especially when they did the reunion. She was just like, hate the game. Hate the player. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. And I'm just like, get out of here, girl. You know what she was doing.
The way she was dressed at the reunion, I was like, you are fully evil and you know it. Like, can you just be evil? Like, no, whatever.
Yeah, which is fine.
No, and then I saw at the reunion when they had, like, Delisa, like, talking to her husband and stuff on the iPad or whatever that was. I was, like, more interested in what was happening in the background because I saw Courtney and Charlisha, like, talking in the background. And I was like, I want to know what that conversation is.
I didn't even see that. I was literally paying attention to her and her husband on this iPad.
No, I didn't even.
I'm like, they're so funny.
I didn't even watch that. I was, like, more focused on, like, what was happening. Because, like, River, a.k.a. Lee, was, like, talking to Kat, and they were, like, cracking up. They were just, like, shooting the shit. And then Chloe and who was the guy? Whatever his name was.
Oh, yeah, generic guy.
Sure.
Number three.
Exactly. they were, like, flirting in the background. And I was like, oh, okay, there you go. There you go. But, yeah, once Courtney, like, to go back to your original point, once Courtney was, like, completely, like, with Savannah 100% and, like, wouldn't even take Terralicia's, like, anything into account, I was just like, Courtney, like, why? Like, she's just pretty. Like, you don't have to do this.
Exactly. I mean, she's not going to do nothing for you in the long run.
Yeah.
Especially after she was gone. I was just like, what benefit do you have?
Like, that's what that's what I was thinking. I was like, why is he going so hard for Savannah? She got kicked out, and she got kicked out for a reason. So, but yeah. So Courtney, I mean, I did like him overall. He wasn't one of my least favorite players. His Joker strategy, I was impressed that it worked at first. Because he really did make them believe that it was Emily.
But I don't know. Once they revealed that power or that ability in the game, I immediately thought about what the ramifications of using said ability would be. Because I'm like, this seems advantageous, but in the long run, this could really ruin your game.
Mm-hmm.
And in the long run, it kind of did ruin his game because they figured out who the Joker was. And they were like, oh, you were talking shit about this person, pretending to be this person. And I'm like, that's why I was like, I don't really see the benefit of using this Joker ability. I'm like, other than to, like, maybe influence them towards yourself. Mm. That's the only thing I could have got from that. I'd be like, hey, guys, what are you, blah, blah, blah. And be like, just try and be like as nice and schmooze these fuckers as much as you can to try and get them on your side as soon as they come in, because that's like instant numbers.
Yeah, it is interesting how like when people try to be strategic with like trying to get people against other people, it kind of backfires most of the time, I feel like. And I just feel, I don't know, maybe like nobody's thinking it through quite correctly, but like also it's just hard to like, it's hard to do that over text. And I feel like people are like, I'm gonna do this, and it's like, but are you?
Right.
You know, like, why don't you try more to get people on your side rather than against other side?
Like, exactly.
I don't know.
But this is a that's why I'm like, this is a popularity contest, and you really have to think about who likes you, because that's all it really matters. It's like,
it's true.
As long as they like me, because that's what happened with Chloe. She ended up number two because people genuinely just liked her.
Yeah.
So that's, like, I liked how Chloe really demonstrated how if you play the game just being yourself, you can get just as far as doing all the subterfuge and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, even with Delisa playing Trevor, she was still kind of herself as Trevor, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and, like, same with River. Because, like he said, he was kind of just playing, you know, himself as, like, a 24-year-old or whatever, whatever it was. I was extremely impressed with how far he made it. I was like, this guy is going to get kicked off, like, number two. Like,
I'm just trying to figure out how many conversations he had with these people, and they were not like, this is an old man.
Yeah.
Like, because you could have asked him anything a 24-year-old gay man should know, and he probably would have been like, what?
Yeah, exactly. I know. I was also really like, but like, again, if I think if it's a guy, there's just not as much scrutiny on him. See, I think if I were to go on, because I was thinking a lot about this season, I was like, if I were on this, what would I do? I was like, I feel like I would play as like maybe a gay dude. I don't know. Like, I was like, I think I would play a male character because I think they just come under less scrutiny than the female characters. I think that the female characters just get harsher, you know, judgment. Yeah,
which is what Delisa said when she decided to come in as Trevor.
Yeah, exactly. She was fucking right. She was right.
Right on the money. And that's why she won.
Yeah, although, so let's see. Like, I can't talk to straight guys, so I don't know how that plan would work. But
do we want to talk more about Delisa slash Trevor? Or
yeah, I mean, if you have other... I generally liked her. I never had a problem with her. I felt the same way about her that I did about Rebecca from the first season, because I was like, you're a catfish, but like the person that you actually are is also great.
Yeah.
You know, like I genuinely did like the person that she was, and I felt like when she won, she deserved it, because you know, she had babies on babies, so
yeah. I really wanted I wanted Delisa to win, Delisa slash Trevor to win, because I just thought that she was playing, she played a really good game. She knew exactly what she was doing. She did enough research to be this catfish.
Yeah.
When it came to like Lee slash River, I didn't want him to win like, even though they were both catfishes, I didn't want him to win because something about what he, like, how he was playing his game and what he was doing, I didn't gel with. It didn't feel completely genuine. There was a bit of it that was genuine, but I'm like, there's a level of it that doesn't feel as genuine as it, as, like, Delisa's game. Because I'm like, Delisa was never lying about anything. Well, I mean, other than Chloe. Lying about... I know, I was like, let me stop lying. She was over here lying to Chloe, talking about like, oh yeah, I love you, girl. But
she was like, you're my queen, you're my boo. Poor Chloe too, like the whole time. And she kept saying to herself, like, he might be a catfish, so like, don't fall in love. And then she just fully fell in love. I was like, Chloe, come on.
Love that. She's so funny.
I don't understand how anybody, like, I get how you would, like, form real connections, like, form friendships and stuff, but I don't get how you genuinely have feelings. Because I would be way too on my guard. Like, I mean, I guess that's how I am in real life. So, but like, you know, I would be way too, like, my guard would be way too up to be like, yeah, I have feelings for this person. Like, no, you don't know who the fuck they are. You haven't seen their face. I don't know.
Exactly.
But she was
maybe
also...
that's why we couldn't go on that. Was that Married at First Sight? No, the other one.
Oh,
that's on Netflix.
Love is Blind.
At First? Oh, Love is Blind.
Love is Blind. I would kill myself as a woman. No, but Chloe was also on the one on the reality show where you can't have sex, right? Is that the one she was on?
Yeah, Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah. So that makes sense, I guess, for her. She seems.
She I think seems she like said a fun, she made, fun time. I think she said she made $17 or something on that show.
So funny. I feel like I would go out for one night with Chloe. You know what I mean? Like, I would go out with her for one night and then, like, never hang out with her again. And she would be fun for that one time. But you would just be like, okay, never again.
I mean, that's fair. That's do fine. Do you not want an Essex girl in your main entourage?
Oh my God, Chloe from the Circle, you're here.
How'd you know?
How did you know it was me?
Yeah.
That's not really what I was
like. Yeah, that one's that sounded a little my way.
That's what I was going for. Yeah, but yeah, she was just so funny, and it's funny because I didn't love her at the beginning, and I also thought everybody would think she was a catfish from her like photos or for her one photo, but. Yeah, she grew on me. She grew on everybody, I think. Because she really was very genuine. And, like, I think the way that she presented herself was really good. Like, she was just herself from the beginning. And, like, calling everybody, like, babes and, like, all this sort of stuff. And everybody was like, oh, yeah, that's her.
I mean, only an Essex girl could do that.
Babes.
So let's talk Lance Bass.
Yeah. How did they think anyone was gonna think?
I honestly do not understand what her rationale when she came into the game. She's like, I'm gonna be Lance Bass. I'm like, why would you be a celebrity dummy? Like, they're immediately one gonna think you're a catfish, which you were.
Yeah.
And two, they would never vote for you to win because they're like, why would we give a celebrity money?
She also played it so badly. Like, I was like, okay, if anybody could, you know, catfish as a celebrity, it would be his personal assistant who's known him for, like, however many years. Yeah, great. She did nothing to, like, really make them believe it was him. She also answered that one question really badly because they were like, what would you do with the money? And she was like, it's going to pay for the next tour. And I was like, what? It's like, why would you answer that like that?
I mean, even as a joke, that was a bad joke.
Yeah, exactly.
Time and place.
Yeah, I was like, just say like, oh, blah, blah, LOL. No, just kidding. I have this charity, like have a specific charity. Like, I don't know. I was just like, she did not
I'm playing for St. Jude's. Literally just say that.
Yeah. I'm like, any charity. Red Cross. Great. Good. Like, fucking hurricane relief. Awesome.
The charity of my mom wants a Birkin.
And then even as the other guy, whatever the other
John.
Guy, they, yeah, they were playing as, like
the psychic Santa.
Yeah,
which like
was
when
a funny
Michelle
character.
When Michelle Buteau really was like cracking on that, being like, "Why did y'all think a psychic Santa was real?" I'm like, you know what? Now that you say that, why would they?
Because his picture was so, you know, genuine.
Goofy.
Yeah, it was like, who would do that as a catfish? You know what I mean?
Well.
And that's the other thing. I'm like, if you're, I don't know. Again, this is me thinking about what I would do. I'm like, okay, if I'm going to play a catfish, like, I would play something that, like, wasn't, like, a super hot person. Like, somebody who was, like, moderately attractive, but, like, not model good looks, because
a Sarah plain and tall.
Yeah, no, the other thing too, I think that, and I think I said this last time we talked about season one, I feel like the people who come in later are just at a huge disadvantage. Like, I don't think that's, nobody from that is ever gonna win, because you already have these alliances right. formed when
yeah.
like when you come in, there's already all these people who know each other, and that's who's going to make it to the end. So I don't know. Be interesting yeah. to see as we go on.
I mean, that's what happened to Kat and white guy number three.
Yeah, exactly. And I liked Kat. What did she do?
I know. I really liked her.
I forget.
I don't know. Oh, see, the thing is I really don't understand what Kat did. Where she said something to, I think it was Courtney.
Oh, yeah. Again, like, Courtney was just like hating on the black girls.
Yeah, it really got down to a point where I was just like, Courtney, why do you hate black women? It's like, oh, we can be friends outside of this show, but, you know, right now, no, I got to get this money. And I'm like, I don't understand what you're talking about, sir. Like,
yeah. Again, the politics of it. I remember now. She said something. She was like trying to find out information, and she said she like called somebody out, and Courtney didn't like it or whatever. Oh, it was Chloe. It was Chloe. But like, even like you expected a feud to start between her and Chloe, and it didn't. Like, Chloe just seemed like she was like, all right, whatever.
Like, yeah, she was like annoyed by it. She was annoyed by it because, okay, I think it was regarding like, who is it, Emily? Like, mm-hmm. going to see somebody.
Oh,
and they were like,
right.
Oh, did she go see anybody? And apparently she didn't go see nobody because they ended up in that fucking room.
Yeah, exactly. But, right.
Though. Yeah, so that kind of, like, weirdly threw a weird wrench into the whole dynamic of the group just because of that specifically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because everybody was like, who was it? It's like, it was no one. I love it. Yeah, I forgot how much, like, drama that creates when you, like, go and see the person in person. Because on the French one, the first person who goes... First of all, the first person who gets kicked out is so angry, and it's hysterical. and then the person that they go to see lies about it, and then it kicks him in the ass. And I'm just like, yeah. It's so funny. It's, like, so much
drama. Why would he lie about that? Like,
it was a great French accent. Chloe? Yeah, well, so who didn't we talk about? Who were the,
a lot less like players this go around because, you know, like, last go, they were literally just bringing new people in.
Yeah, true. And then they brought the two back. So I guess they can't do that again because you're going to be expecting it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so this was just... I don't know. I feel like for season three, they're going to have to really just add a lot of random new elements and stuff like that. Because I'm sure they'll want to shake it up. Also, they'll probably stop doing, or like, they might not use the location that they were using before.
Why?
Because that's in like Manchester. And originally I think that's the same building they used for the original The Circle, which was, like, from the UK. So, I'm thinking production-wise, especially with, you know, Netflix and stuff like that, they'll be like, oh, we'll consolidate the production and move them all here to LA.
Wait, is there a UK version that we haven't seen? Is there an original UK season?
Well, yeah, I don't think it's on Netflix, though.
Because
I don't think that was produced. I don't think it was produced by Netflix. I think
release
Netflix,
it.
Like, bought the licensing type thing.
Oh my god! I didn't know that. I want to see this.
Also, like, why is the sound effect when they win so awful? Like, it literally sounds like you just got blocked. It's like, you're the winner, and I'm like, why did you use that sound? That wasn't even happy.
They only have one sound effect. They just keep using it. No, I knew that they shot in the UK. I knew that the building was there.
In Manchester.
Manchester. But yeah, that's really interesting. The thing is, it's a really specific building because it's like soundproof and it's got that big circle on the outside. And it's got that roof deck. Like, I feel like, I don't know, would they go through all that to like move the production here?
I'm wondering, but at the exact same time, I feel like yes. Like, you're like, would they do that? And they're like, absolutely.
Money, though.
I know. And they're like, weirdly enough, it saves us like a whole half a mil. Like, what?
That's
like,
true. It might in travel, you know, because if you're sending all your players back and forth and all your production team. Yeah, I guess it does. Maybe. Well, we'll see. I'm really interested to see what, like, new stuff they bring in. I just, like, I want to talk to the producers so bad. I want to talk to them. I also want to talk to the editors because I feel like they have the hardest job.
like cutting down all these fucking conversations?
Yes, because you have to, it's like hours and hours each day of footage of like people having conversations with each other. And not only do you have to splice together these conversations of people talking separately, but then you also have to pick the ones that are the most relevant and interesting to the like plot of the show. So.
No, I feel you. I wonder if they do it like how they do with like The Bachelor kind of, or at least like how they were showing us on like Unreal. Where it's, like, they have, like, a whole condensed cut of, like, from the day or something that they'll do. And then they, like, just scroll, go through that periodically. And they're, like, okay, well, we'll just cut all of that random bullshit out. Yeah. We'll just keep these two scenes.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they probably edit with, like, several different screens going on. Like, they probably just go through all the footage at the same time, you know? I don't know.
Do we know how long they're there? Because it seems, now that I'm thinking about it, it seems like they're there for only, like, a short amount of time.
I want to say it's, like, just over a week, maybe? Or 2 weeks? I don't think it is that long of a time.
Yeah, because I was thinking about the fact that Delisa was like, oh, I had a baby and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I was actually thinking about that. I was like, you just had a baby and you're going to go on a TV show? And I'm like, I mean, I get it because you now make that money. But also, mm-hmm. I'm like, because she's a black mom, I'm like, I don't know. I watch a lot of, like, you know, Love and Hip Hop sometimes, and they're very much just like, I can't be away from my baby for more than 3 seconds.
She was very emotional, like you could tell. And then when she said that she was pregnant also later, I was like, oh, I guess that makes sense. Like, she was pretty, she cried at a couple of things that I was like, why are you crying at that? But yeah, it makes sense.
Well, I found out I was pregnant on the show.
That was so funny when she said that. She was like, yeah, I found out I was pregnant, and then I just like pushed it aside. It's like, girl, and then you won? Oh my god. I'd be like, knock, 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 I'm pregnant, get me out of here.
I'm a mother.
Give me the 100,000. I'm pregnant on this stupid show.
If she'd given birth on the show, that would have been more interesting. Now that would be rating.
Somebody goes on the show 9 months pregnant.
Gives birth at the reunion.
That would be amazing. I would love that.
I mean, if Michelle Buteau, like, delivered the baby, that would be, mm-hmm. that would be some riveting stuff.
I feel like she would. I feel like she'd be down for that. She seems like a fun gal. She's up for anything.
And then we receive an email later to our It's 2 a.m. email. Michelle Buteau, no, I would not.
No, I would not.
That's it. That's the whole message.
We're like, please, Michelle. Please do it. She's like, no, the fuck I wouldn't.
So, since we were talking about, like, season three and, like, what they would do, like, what are some things that you would want them to do for season three? Like, maybe meshing elements from game one and two.
I mean, I feel like I want them to bring the profile photos back, just because it's, like I said before, like, it's just a way to, like, build your character no matter who you're playing. It's just an interesting way to sort of build that. But maybe with, like, the new people coming in, it gets complicated. I'm not sure. You know, I'd have to talk to the producers, which I will.
I definitely want them to bring that lurker ability back. Lurker? I forgot that they did that in this season, but, like, it was either when Kat in Generic White Guy number 3 came in or when John was coming back or came in, where they got to, like, lurk and see the chat conversation without having to say anything.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. That was that, and I feel like that really helped John, quote unquote, because they were like getting little details about things. Yeah, I don't know if I'd bring back the Joker. I mean, they probably will. I feel like they will bring back the Joker and it is interesting, and I'm interested to see how, like, another person would play it, who's not Courtney. Another thing, so something that they did, I just watched this episode from the France one. They, I think it was like the third elimination, they had everybody, you know, vote as normal. And then the bottom two people had to go and meet face to face and sit in a room and watch the other people vote on who was going to stay live. Like in real time.
Oh my god, I love drama.
It was so messy. I think that they should do that on the next season of the
theme. I would love if they brought that element. You know what? They really just need to compile as many. For season three, they just need to go balls to the wall and like add as many random elements as they can. First, they need way more people. Like, because how many people do they realistically have in the beginning? Is it eight? Because I feel like in season one, there were like eight.
It's always eight, I think.
Yeah, I don't remember where the. It feels like there were weirdly only six people for some reason in this first one. In this first batch.
No, I think it was eight.
I guess it was when they were eliminating players and whatnot.
I think you're forgetting about the first guy.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, Brian.
Yeah, Bryant. Generic guy number two.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about him.
So did everyone. That's why they voted him out. They were like, we don't vibe.
I mean, it was fine. Honestly, if he would have stuck around longer, he probably would have actually made it to the end. Because he was a nice guy. So I feel like his genuine nice personality would have been fine. But it was rubbing some people a weird way. And I'm like, why? Yeah,
it was. Well, because some people just have their guard up, I guess. And they're like, What game are you playing? And it's like, none.
none, my friend. Namaste.
Literally. He was like, breathing exercises. Like, I don't know. I thought he was annoying.
I mean, you're not wrong.
So what do you think? Like 10 people? Would you start with 10 people? And then just eliminate people instead of bringing in new? Because I feel like we had this conversation last time, like starting with more people rather than bringing in other people.
Because... Yeah, I think that would work better. I think if they do it this way, all right, if they came in with about 12 to 14 people, I know this sounds like a lot, but you could do messy. I know, but it could easily get messy. Okay. And that's really what you want. You can add in random abilities and you can have an inner circle and outer circle. That way, when you're in the inner circle, you get more of the, like, inside conversation. And that way, it could be, like, instead of two, it could be, like, maybe four people. And that can dwindle down over time to only be, like, two people or whatever.
Influencers, you mean?
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. So that way, you know, they can blame more people instead of just the two people. Because I'm like, that would be the easiest way to get people, the ranks moving all over the place.
That would be interesting. I would love to see a season where they start with more people rather than bring other people in and then just like slowly eliminate and get to like six or five towards the end. Because I just feel like I said, the new people are at a huge disadvantage. I guess they just don't want to like, I don't know. I guess that can just get messy as far as like the editing and, you know, having that many people like come in at once. It's just like confusing for the viewers, but I don't know.
I mean, they do it on MTV all the time.
Well, this isn't MTV, Chad. It's Netflix.
I mean, have you seen a season of Are You the One? There's like 22 to 24 There's people so many at people. A time. There's so literally many people. A freaking classroom of students that you have to learn all of their names and care about them.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like the episodes are already like pretty long. Like, what would they be like if there were more people? I guess you'd just spend shorter amounts of time.
Yeah, maybe then they would actually get to limiting the amount of messages you could send.
Yeah, I think that would be smart for them, actually. Especially if they did that, if they had more people. Like, you could say, like, you can only send 20 private messages a day or something like that. And then, you know, obviously the other stuff, like the games and the regular chat, like, you're fine. Yeah, like the private messages. And then it's like less work for the transcribers.
Yeah. Also, yeah. I mean, it would keep them at a certain... It would keep them at a certain limit because you would only be able to have so many side conversations. Because right. I'm like, right now, you could be literally talking to everybody, telling them, oh, yeah, I love you. You my best friend. Oh, yeah, you my bestie.
How would you do it if you were on the show?
How would I play my game?
Yeah, like, would you be yourself? Would you catfish? What would your strategy be? Would you try to be nice?
I would be myself.
Okay.
And I would give to the people at home, they would get my full unbridled commentary, but, you know, into the circle mess, into the circle. They would get a filtrated version.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the likable parent version.
The PG version, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that. I can
maybe
see
PG
that.
13.
You would be the one gay guy, because there's always one every season.
Yes.
Literally, well, only one. Oh, I guess.
Well, this one, there were like, River. Yeah, because it was Courtney and River, and I guess it's it this go around.
Yeah, but that's, yeah, that's true.
Diversity.
So there were two. Diversity. And they were besties. Like, they were thick as thieves, those two.
I know.
I did think that was funny. Oh, the funniest part of the whole season was the dinner at the end and just everybody screaming for, like, 20 minutes finding out everybody was a catfish.
They're like, ah!
They're like, Trevor? Like, everybody.
That was so funny. She's like, you're Trevor?
Her reaction. Oh, man. Oh, man. I was like, Chloe, you walked right into this one, girl.
You know what I really wanted? You know what I wanted from the reunion in season one? Mm. Was when Dude came out and he was that one girl. I think it was the black guy who played his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And when he came out and he was a dude,
Rebecca.
I wanted the other dude to just be like ready to fight. That's what I want. I want that kind of reveal. I need like catfish the TV show. Like Neve has to come in and break it up.
No, they're so nice. Like they get to the end and they're so like accepting of each other. They're like, oh, it doesn't God. Matter. It doesn't matter that you're a catfish. You're my friend. And I'm like, but doesn't it?
I'm like, are you my friend? We just started this entire friendship from a place of subterfuge. I don't know if you're real.
Right. I'm just like, but I guess, I don't know. I do wonder, did you watch the post show, whatever that was?
No, I was going to, but then I started watching other things.
Didn't. I watched like a little bit of it. It wasn't, so they couldn't have them all in one place. So a lot of them were on like Zoom basically. So I feel like it wasn't as like interesting as it could have been. But Courtney did say that like he and Taralisha are friends now. And that she has merch and that he bought it or something like that. And I was like, interesting. Chloe and the guy are like dating or whatever. I don't know if they're actually dating.
Of course they are.
But like, they're like, you know, they have a little thing. Yeah. It was like not as, you know, I feel like if it was in person, it would have been a little more interesting, but they also didn't like, I think I was a little surprised when you get to the end, I guess it doesn't kind of matter, but like there were so many things throughout the season that I was like, oh, aren't they going to talk about this? Like, you know, there were so many like lies and like times when they thought something was not the way that it was, and I was like, I guess they didn't break it all down. I don't know. I guess it doesn't really matter.
You know what, but I'm ready for Netflix to do at this point? Mm. I'm ready for the Netflix's version of the challenge. They have enough reality shows now that they can cast enough people from their Netflix shows.
What's the challenge?
Oh, it's that competitive show that they have on MTV where like it used to be Real World Road Rules Challenge or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Way back in the day.
Yeah.
But now it's just the challenge.
Gotcha.
Yes. So I would like that now. I'm ready for it.
You want to see people from all of the reality shows come together.
Yes, I just want to see them compete now.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they do on the challenge, and it becomes like a full-on career where you're just on that show.
Well, if they do it, I want to see who was the bitch from Love is Blind who was just like insane and like would get drunk and was just like obviously not in love with the guy that she chose, and she was obviously in love with some other guy. Do you remember her?
I do, but I cannot remember her name. That one I remember blonde her lady. Name.
She was insane. I want to see more from her.
I want to see more. You just want to watch a show where she's finding love. They can yeah, do a, actually. They could do a, you know, Flavor of Love type show with her.
Oh my god, please. She's insane. I love her.
Where all she does is she pines after other people's men and tries to take them.
Oh my god, that really was so funny. And then the other girl who actually ended up with the guy she was in love with was like so bitter. And I was like, why are you so bitter? He's with you. Relax. It's like, calm down. Yeah, are they doing a season two of that show?
Love is Blind? Yeah.
Okay.
But when? Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, COVID kind of messed everything up. We could be watching it right now had COVID not happened, but.
Man, the sacrifices we've made. yeah, I was thinking about it. I was like, The Circle is kind of like the perfect show to have during COVID, though, because they don't have to interact. You can isolate them.
We're all just in rooms.
Except for the fact that they had to travel. They had to get on planes to do it, but.
Yeah. Other than that.
You know. yeah. In general, I don't know that I liked this season as much as I liked the first season. What did you think? Were you more or less in love with it?
I like the season a lot more, honestly.
Hmm. Interesting.
It was just, well, maybe it's because I kind of don't remember the first season at this point. But, I mean, it was it came at just the right time. It was just as riveting as the first season. I was tuning in every week.
It definitely was. I think that had it not been for the Savannah Taralisha feud, like, it could have been a very different season. And I think that whole thing put me off of the first couple of episodes. Like, I was just like, oh, this is like, this was just like people fighting. Like, I just... didn't think it was interesting. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, I like that. I watched Jocelyn's, like, dance, whatever the fuck. I love drama.
Yeah. No, and I love drama. But, like, the reason I like The Circle so much, and I'm not actually a big reality TV person, is because I find it a fascinating, like, study of, like, human behavior with, like, technology and social media. And it's just like, if it's just people like fighting with each other, I don't find that interesting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like it more when there's like multiple alliances and people are like interpreting things different ways. And like, I think the first half of the season, I don't know, the first couple of episodes where it was just like the feud. And I was just like, okay, well, I could turn on a lot of reality shows and see two hot women fighting with each other. Like, I could see that anywhere else.
I just didn't expect to see it on my circle.
Not on my circle. But yeah, that was kind of my thoughts on that. But otherwise, I mean, yeah, once that sort of cleared, I was like, yeah, this is top tier television.
Yeah.
It just is. It's literally like this generation's Real World.
I know, I was thinking about that. And also I was like, Netflix needs their version of that too, but you know, they're going to try and do that with those kids from TikTok. And I'm like, but are they really that interesting?
Mm-mm, fart not into it.
I know. The appeal of like the Real World is the fact that these are like nobodies from the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. And they're just like a bunch of very different, like, wasn't it in the first couple of seasons of Real World, wasn't it a social experiment where they were just trying to get like different people of like different walks of life together, kind of? Like, it was very like, oh, we're trying to send a message here.
I mean, overall, that's kind of like, I would say after rewatching random seasons of The Real World, it was pretty much that up until like the mid 2010s where they decided they were like, oh, we're just going to change some stuff. Yeah. And to which the experiment became, can these strangers live with strangers and their exes? And I'm like, good question.
That's so funny. I didn't know they did that.
Oh, yeah.
They just, like, threw everybody's exes in there.
Yeah, there's another season that our friend has been telling me about called Bad Blood or something, where it's, like, it was them, like, you know, the normal setup of, like, seven strangers living in a house, but also they were living with, like, someone they had, like, bad blood with. Like, so, like, whatever type of feud, bullshit, like it could have been an ex, an estranged family member, stuff like that. I'm like, now you're getting a little ridiculous.
Well, because in those cases, it's, like, so obvious where they're trying to create the tension. Like, it's just not interesting, you know? I'm like, if the tension happens naturally, that's one thing. But, like, because it will, it's, like, people living together. But, like, when you're obviously trying to throw a wrench in stuff, it's, like, all right.
I mean, exactly. Like,
I have fights with my mom. I could just go do that. Like,
yeah, I think one of the last, well, I don't think it was the last one I watched, but one of the last seasons we watched of Real World was Portland. And, like, one of the original girls just, like, randomly left. Mm. Some other girl, like, left and they replaced her or something. I think, I don't know. And then that girl had a lot of drama with like at least 3 to 4 of the other roommates. That was a fun season, but you know,
you're like, I miss what a good time.
Well, I do love that because I mean, like, isn't that like kind of the appeal of college? It's just like a bunch of randos and then you try and get along, and then you never see each other again. It's literally the real world, the show.
It's true. It's kind of true. Yeah. No, I really think that, like, the circle is, like, just defines this era of, like, social media and, like, how we perceive each other through technology and how, like, how your texts and, you know, messages can be misinterpreted. Like,
how people can lie.
Right. How people can just be lying. It's just interesting.
Yeah.
To me. It is. It's top tier television. It really is. And I recommend the France version.
I mean, you've given it quite the review. I may go watch it just to see people be angry.
I've only made it through halfway. So, you know, don't super take my word on it. But, like... so far it's very interesting. Yeah, people are way more like direct is I think the word. Like, people are a lot more blunt about stuff, but I'm just like, this is very interesting culturally.
Well, I'll have to give it a watch.
Yeah. Also, everybody's just like really hot. And then there's,
isn't
just, like,
everyone.
Then there's just, like, a couple catfishes. But, like, everybody else is, like, super hot. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I want... The other thing I was going to say from season 3 that I would like to see is, like, more types of people. Maybe? I don't know. Like, this season was, like, seemed... And, like, again, this just could be the Savannah Taralisha thing. But, like, I was like, I feel like these are people I could see on other reality shows, you know? And I feel like the appeal of the circle is it's very different. And so, I don't know. Maybe, like, just seeing, like, a lot of different kinds of people. I don't know what I mean by that.
I don't know what I mean, but I want more diversity.
Yeah, I think so. Not diversity in, like, necessarily ethnicity or sexuality or, like, we didn't
know.
No, have
a, I think I get what you're saying. I think they're on a person. I think they're on the right train with, like, casting, like, the person who played Lance Bass and like Lee, who was River,
yes,
and stuff like that.
Yes.
So I'm like, you're on the right track. Just keep doing more of that.
Yes, like more. And I guess, like, because it's social media, you know, you are going to cast younger, more, you know, good looking people. But I feel like we need more types of people. I want to see a little more from it. You know what I mean? Because, like,
yeah,
they're like, have a Facebook mom on. There are, like,
yeah, I want a horse girl.
Like, there are, like, middle-aged women out there who are, like, rocking the social media game every single day because they're, like, that's their wine club or whatever, you know? Like, I want to see that.
Yeah, they went from not knowing how to use a phone to, like, using it too much. It's,
exactly.
It's pretty funny. Sometimes I really am just, like, my mom is on her phone more than I am on mine.
I thank God every day that my mom is on Facebook.
So, what do we want to do next time? I know I asked
the
that, but
the Circle
I'm like...
France. No. Yeah. we should do The New Adventures of Hulk.
I don't know if I can watch all of that series within the next...
I believe in you. No, I'm just kidding. I don't care. We could do Shadow and Bone because I think I'm going to watch it after I finish The French Circle.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's only 8 episodes.
Oh, okay. That's less than I thought. So that's good. Maybe I'll do that then.
Okay.
Those are my thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just know that Old Christine is in the pipeline, guys. It'll happen.
Oh,
this
yeah.
Season.
Oh, it's happening. We are going to talk about this mid-2000s sitcom that nobody fucking remembers.
I mean, why not? Who? That's our demographic. Demographic. No, that's our brand. There we go.
That kind of is. And I love it. I love talking about shit that nobody else cares about. Because guess what? I care.
Exactly.
And I'm
here. And me telling you about it, you're going to care too.
Oh, we love it.
As always, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.